Blog Talk Radio.
My cougar, but oh, get it twisted. I'm holding.
way we do it right here, Mohit Monday with your man DJ Have Love, holding it down in the beginning with the lovely Mika tonight. It's Monday, getting your week started. And we get ready to go.
What? Rub it in.
Uh-oh. I didn't
oh, my
moment.
God. You what?
It's going down. What's up, baby? Glad you could join us tonight. Be on the show with us here. Mohit Monday, you know what I'm saying? Southern Soul and R&B. Tonight we're going to do a little bit more R&B. But we don't also have that Southern Soul. You know what I'm saying? Something different. Got a couple of tracks to break tonight. How's your day going, love?
I'm going great, you know? No, I don't remember. I'm sorry about that. My son introduced me to his friend before he leaves out. You know, you gotta meet who your child leaving with.
Old school. I see you got them old school values.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Ain't no leaving up out of my house. I don't know.
Come here, boy. I'll pull the pants up on you before you leave my house. Y'all ain't going nowhere with the pants hanging down like that.
Yeah.
It's all good. Good mothering skills are always a plus in the book. You know what I'm saying? Because, boy, I have seen some women that don't even know they got children. They think that they're friends. Sad to say.
Yeah, I mean, me and my kids, they are my friends, but they also know that I'm mama, even the ones that in their 20s and don't live in my household.
Yeah.
They know.
Well, me and my mama, we friends too, me and my mama. But, you know, I may push, the, as they say, I may push the barrel, but I don't spill too much out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you got to know too much going on.
My mama got the kind of patience. You got to test it like that water. When you get ready to get in the pool, you stick a big toe in. You start out to see if it's cold before you stick your foot in there.
Yeah.
I have to make sure we on the right accord, so I roll up a sweep when I see her. Halfway through the blunt, I just go berserk.
Yeah.
She gonna do one thing after I go berserk. She gonna never sit there and laugh at me.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta do it like that. So I know now. You know I'll kill him in a minute. Keep getting on my nerves.
That's all good though. Mama's baby, daddy's maybe.
Yeah. Yep.
It's sad. And even today, they don't grasp that concept.
No, they don't.
I used to hear it all the time when we was young. That's mama's baby and daddy's maybe. Especially when you get them kind that's married. As soon as they baby born, they got a hot your ass baby. You know daddy's not your baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the milkman, baby.
Oh, Lord, not the milkman.
And you know how y'all mamas are. Mm-hmm. He is born like this. Look at his ears. He gonna get dog. Look at his ears up there. Little black marks on his ears.
My daughter's light-skinned, though. Me and my boys are dark, but she light-skinned, and she took that after her dad's side of the family. Because
really?
I know I'm light-skinned. Yep, everybody asks me, well, why is she so light? And, you know, the boys is dark. I'm like, shit, they took after me. She took after, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my baby's
genetic motherfucker.
Yeah. But you know, her daddy, her dad, and my auntie are cousins, right? My auntie.
Hold on.
My auntie.
Say that again.
her dad and my auntie are cousins. And
wow.
My daughter looks just like my auntie. If you was to see her and my auntie together, you would swear that that was her daughter and not mine.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy. I know, you know, that's something. Something I can say I missed coming up, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get to, you know, look, I just say it like this, girl. Could none of the mitts catch my ball? I was a fast pitcher.
yeah.
Oh, you had to be a good back catcher to catch that curve ball I'm throwing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, baby. We stand on the mound and get down. Round him. Yeah. What's happening in the world of entertainment tonight? What's going on? Football. Yes, did your team win? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes we did. Yes, we did. We barely won, but we won.
A win is a win.
Yeah.
They had your nails, hands and needles.
They should have got their butts out there and demolished them, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm. So who is your team?
The Patriots.
Patriots. Who they play?
They played the Cowgirls. The Cowboys. The Cowgirls.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. You talking about they barely won? Hell, I'm surprised it was a barely win. Hell, they playing the Cowboys. They ain't played no motherfucking body.
Whatever.
I'm a Cowboy fan. They ain't played no motherfucking body. Hell.
Oh my God. You're not gonna go for your team.
I just ain't. I like them. I grew up with the motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
But just because I grew up with y'all, we still friends and shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't feeling, that cable bill high the motherfucker for y'all to upset me. Because,
mm-hmm.
I'm like them dudes, I get into the football game.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if I know you fuck it up and you supposed to be doing something, you know. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like all them receivers, I feel like they should have them hands that if the ball came anywhere near their hands, it's like a magnet, automatically go in it. See, them boys, they don't show out no more like that. You don't catch them boys making them one-hand catches no more, 2 minutes too much. And, you know, the run game ain't really up to par.
Mm-hmm.
Runners used to be dazzling back in the days. These dudes, now they just drop their head and go one direction. Unless you come from East Texas like Adrian Peterson and Jeffrey Wilson Jr. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an East Texas fan. Mm-hmm. And one thing about that is, guess what? They ain't got nobody from East Texas on their team. That's why they don't win shit. No. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Last person I had from East Texas on their team was Eugene Lockhart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I don't know now another nigga from East Texas other than Dez Bryant. That was, Dez didn't play for the Cowboys, did he? Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. They had a couple of East Texans in their league. They ended up stripping both their asses out. Are you into basketball? It's basketball season, too?
No, not really.
I think LeBron James is overrated.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. He's a good player and all. typical. All the athletes in the NBA are good players, but I believe a lot of them are overrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I've just seen some dudes in the park, in the neighborhood parks.
Mm-hmm.
Got a turdy half. Yeah. I done played on some teams, but I know we'll be on one of the teams in the NBA right now. But you know,
you know, I ain't really no football fan, but you know, like I said, with the football, it's just kind of like a sentimental reason why, you know, I get off into that. Other than that, I mean, I really wasn't like a sports person. I never played sports in school or anything like that.
Really?
Yeah.
You were one of them girls in school that had a crush on the quarterback?
No, I didn't. I actually didn't. No, I didn't. I was the shy girl.
What?
Yeah.
Let me find out. You ain't shy. Not Miss Lee.
Yeah. Yes, I was the shy girl.
I can't like it. I was shy too.
Just for a little bit.
I was shy as far as, you know, I guess I was kind of retarded. Not like I rode the little bus. Not like little bus retarded, but I was awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I always tried to talk to a lot of girls.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, you know, you wanted to see how many girls would tell you, yo. So I just walked around the school asking girls to be my girlfriend.
Oh my God!
They had some fight. They were having fights on the playground. That my boyfriend. That my boyfriend. I said, look, I just asked y'all that to see who she's gonna say yes or no.
Yeah, man.
But it used to be just fun, just some fun stuff to do.
Yeah.
Good old school days. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we up to par doing what we do. Right here on the True, trying to keep this thing going. Some of these hot jams, you know, our playlist is so diverse that we could pretty much take you anywhere we want to go, which, and do it any night, any time, you know. I'm just, you know, ready to get these holidays out of the way.
Oh, Lord, me too.
Everybody looks for specials to holiday. So, I'm going to try to get everybody what they want, what they need. Do what I can and need. We're going to rock a few of these tunes. It's Mika in the building, DJ Have Love. If you're tuning in online, hit us up 323-642-1597. We are live, baby. Press 1 to talk. Or you can just sit back, relax, and let the music guide you. We're going to jump in a little bit of R&B session this go around. I got some hot tracks for you. Check out this hit right here. It's called Wifey Tight. It's by Eric Callahan and Caleb Collins. Let's go. R&B, y'all. This round, you heard?
I should've known from the beginning. Mama said she had a feeling. What should've been a one night stand? I got comfortable with chilling with you. I admit I fell in love with you. Turned around and played me like a fool. I should've played it smart. Now you're trying to get hard to me. If I told you we was good for the night, but you can't be my wife, but you leave.
You want a final thing,
just like the diamond rings. But you won't put in the work, you ain't trying to change. I said I heard it all and it sound the same. But before I give you my last name, girl, you ain't the wifey type. At least, girl, not for me. Girl, you ain't the wifey type. And I can give a damn what you think about me. Girl, you ain't the wifey type. Don't expect to call tonight. I let you in and I know it's my fault. But girl, I should have never ever broke you off. And I leave you all of my bitches. She's moving too fast, she's talking about kids again. We on some shit I ain't ready for. And I shouldn't have to say no more. Final things like the diamond rings, but you won't put in the work, you ain't trying to change. I said I heard it all and it sound the same. But before I give you my last name, girl, you ain't the wifey type. At least, girl, not for me. Girl, you ain't the wifey type. And I can give a damn what you think about me. Girl, you ain't the wifey type. For me, no.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You're listening to the sounds of the one and only extraordinaire, Macaroni Tony.
Hey! loaded and ready for any drama. I'm harder than your baby mama. If I can't beat you, I'll hit you with my hammer. Fuck down, stop. Watch your mouth, I'm homegrown. Uncut, I'm uncut. Nigga thick as fuck. Heels high as fuck. When we get it on the floor, get it on the floor. Get it on the floor, get it on the floor.
Say you know you my Cinderella. Said you wanted this forever, now you say that you fed up. I know I made mistakes and now you see potential. You the one that's on my mind, got me crazy feeling mental. If it's real love, we should work it out. Through the thick and the thin, swimming through the doubt. Yeah, I don't wanna lose you to nobody else. Take a trip to Malibu, let me take you out. You deserve it all, I ain't worried about these other women. Yeah, they pretty, but they can never give me the same feeling. Me and you forever, yeah, I find that so appealing. Take a second, think about it, girl, now tell me how you feeling.
Don't you go, no, baby, don't you go nowhere.
Nowhere, nowhere.
Introduce you to my world. You all know the winter from the summer. Business going good, business going great. We doing numbers. Fresh basil, cherry tomato, and cucumber. I like how you look at me, and I wanna be up under that. I like how you act, and you turn me on with some fitted hats. I like when your shirt off, I watch you take it off. Say he wanna be exclusive, and that's that shit I'm on. We can build or destroy what we build if it ain't strong. You say you study songs, you study wrong. Bless him and fill him up, he gon' make your house a home. I stand up and he put me on top where I belong. It's a dinner date, it's some Jose or some Patron. It's a late night out on the balcony of the condo. Steak and baked potato, I'm naked under my poncho. Nothing but my birthday suit and bracelets. Use your imagination, baby. When you on your shit, when you on your shit, baby. You on your shit, it goes down like this. Something like this. Something like this. Something like this. When you on your shit. When you on your shit, baby. Yeah. Hey, yeah. When you on your shit, it goes down like this. To me, hopping up out the shower, smelling like Victoria's Secret, pulling up banging triple six. All that Scarface on my playlist, and I'm rolling my windows down. I seen that bitch for about 10 minutes. Open the door, I'm talking cash. Don't switch the guts in the teeth. Nigga pass, I see me in the yard. They hunk and I pump the fist. I be listening, get to feeling myself. I get to missing my niggas just like the way. Y'all pray for them every day. Y'all reminisce about us hitting leaks on leaks on leaks. The motherfucking consequences.
When you on your shit,
when you on your shit, baby.
When you on your shit, it goes down like this.
Something like this. Something like this. Something like this.
When you on your shit,
when you on your shit, baby. Yeah.
When you on your shit, it goes down like this.
Talking about you. should come and catch us one day. God don't like ugly, that's how you play. Dirty like your fingernails, what the hell? This ship is sailing, ain't no coming back in this cold.
Baby, let me Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tighten them whack dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Money's right back here with you, man. DJ Hevlo. In the building with the one only Miss Mika tonight on this lovely afternoon. We had so much fun over here. I had to cut the music set short. I know. You know, with some weird ones. You know, I'm going to keep on doing like that. You know what I'm saying? Rocking the box like we do. Yeah. R&B hits. Man, got everything for you up and now. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. On that hot music set, that last jam by the legendary Tote the Smoke out of Cali. Nice cover of that Prince song. That was, yes, it was. I was over here in the low world jigging.
Yep.
So what's on your mind, Miss Mika? It's almost that time of night. We like to get your moment.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, my moment is, have you ever asked for something and once you received it, didn't know how to, you know, handle it? Hello.
That's a good question. I might have heard it wrong. Ask that one more again.
I said, have you ever wanted something and then once you got it, didn't know what to do with it?
Many a times. I have.
So why would a person ask for something, or, you know, as we say, pray for it, then once you get it, you don't know what to do with it? I mean, it's like, you get tired of hearing, oh, I've always wanted
You know what I'm saying? I've always wanted someone like you and da 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 da. Okay, well, if you've always wanted someone like me, why you don't appreciate what you got?
Right. Good question. And you know the funny thing is I don't even have an answer tonight. You start me with that one.
Girl, I'm
made. I mean, because I've done it. You know what I'm saying? I've done it. I know what you mean. Because I asked for something that I wanted and got it. And once I got it, it was like, you know, okay, I'm going to do this right now.
So sometimes, though, people may ask for something and they get it. And I'm thinking that it kind of intimidates them because you're asked for it and then it's like, boom, there it is, you know. So I feel like they don't really, like, have enough time to prepare themselves for what they're praying for.
Yeah. I get you. And as I said, I would be a fool to tell you I would be one.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, for some, it's a different scenario, I guess.
Yeah. I just know I'm
typical. Typical. Because I know a lot of times I ask for something that I really know I'm not going to get.
So why would you feel like you wouldn't get it?
Because I know it's not possible. I ask for the out of norm. I don't think like normal people. You know, a lot of people look at distance as a problem. I tell them I look at distance as a moment. Because just like that, it could change.
Right.
Some people just don't pay attention to the scenery they pass.
Yeah.
Which could also be a portion of the clue. Not paying attention.
Right.
You know, it's, speaking of paying attention, man, this sex trafficking thing is like, it's getting close to home.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do everything in your power to try to make people aware. And it's crazy that, you know, some people are too vague to take heed to it, you know. So those warnings still fluctuate like everything's okay. But at some point in some time, you never know what may happen, you know. It's just, you know, if you're going to let your kids run free, run out the other, like you said, you got to meet the people who you're leaving with, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
See what's going on. You know, if you're not involved and don't get involved when it happens, it overwhelms you. But always have a plan, teach a plan. You know, back in the days, they used to teach us about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It got to be where the neighborhood was raising the kids. It was all right, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then they let it go outside the neighborhood. They got real comfortable, cheer and go anywhere, do anything. All while you're in your little circle, not knowing. But you know, it is what it is. We got another hot music set coming up for you tonight. We'll jump back into some of the Southern Soul. Hit you with some of these new hits that we got over here. Let's just see what you think about them. It's going down. Moet Monday. It's your man DJ Have Love. Miss Mika in the building. Yeah.
Grocery store. She gave me her number, told me to call her. Then I went to my homeboy's house. I got a little tipsy, full of that alcohol. Now then I went home, laid on my couch. Guess what? Took myself in and out. She said, tomorrow, you're too late, y'all.
Too late for candy.
She said, I'm too late.
Too late for candy.
She said, I'm too late
for candy.
Without a doubt. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? When I call her. Someone else.
nothing like a Southern soul woman.
B-Sway, DJ Cali on the track. You know, I've been trying to find me a woman, someone who's going to treat me right and do the things that I like, baby. See, I've been all over the world, and what I notice is there's nothing quite like a Southern soul woman.
I don't want food, baby.
I want you.
Yeah.
I
Girl, I want your body. Let me get your body. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Give it to me.
Come on, baby.
Give it to me.
Let me see that.
Give it to me.
Come on, baby.
Give it to me.
Can I feel it?
Come on, baby.
Give it to me. Yeah.
They don't know what damn. How does it feel?
How does it feel?
You need to chill.
You need to chill.
All that he
all
said,
he said,
she said, he said.
I'm so tired of this he say, she say.
I'm so sick and tired. I'm so sick and tired. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, Cali, drop the beat. Yo, what's up?
Yeah.
This your boy Kiko, and I'm up in here chilling with the big homie Gita Jones. And we about to get y'all with some of that.
Southern soul music.
Okay. You know, it's like the music where you can just sit back and lay back, kick it, and enjoy the ride. Lay back, kick it, and enjoy the ride. Lay back, kick it, and enjoy the ride.
Oh, my God, I'm so beautiful.